Scripture reading is in Malachi 3:7-10. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows, Amen.
오늘은 성령 강림 주일입니다. 우리에게 성령님을 보내주시고 아름다운 천국으로 이끌어주신 아버지 하나님, 또한 우리 안에 내주하시고 우리를 변화시켜 주시는 성령님께 모든 감사와
Let's give God all thanks and glory to God for sending us the Holy Spirit, who dwells in our heart and helps us.
말씀을 성령님의 감동감과 충만함 속에 들어서.
I hope you will listen to this message in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit so you will understand. If there is any case you've not been offering proper tithes, before Senior Pastor always delivers this message on tithes and offerings, he is concerned because the members might misunderstand that it is about money, but actually this is not for money, but it's for your own blessing. If you abide by the law of God, you will receive blessings. So it's rather about your own blessings. This is the fourth session of whole tithes and offerings. Jacob left his hometown, but he came back with so much wealth. When he was going, he had a stone as a pillow, and he had a dream, and he made a vow and saying in Genesis 20:20-22, if God will be with me and will keep me on this journey that I take and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, then I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. This stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Jacob asked for the blessing and protection of God, but not unconditionally, but he said he made a vow to give a tenth of all he had gained, he would have gained. Because he knew the spiritual law, he made such a vow before God. Even if you are in a very difficult situation, if you just rely on God, you can receive blessings. From now, I'll explain about the specifics of giving, how to give tithes. I hope you will receive blessings like Jacob received blessings. In order to give proper whole tithe, you have to calculate tithe from the whole income, and you have to set apart and separate it from other offerings. And third, you have to give it to the church where you receive the spiritual bread from. And fourth, you have to give under each individual's name. That's up to fourth point I explained, and from now I will explain the fifth point. Fifth, you have to give even though you don't have a regular income. Some people say they don't have a job so they can't give tithes. But there's nobody who has no income. You know, you eat, you spend for transportation, you wear. For example, there is a housewife who doesn't work, who is a housewife. But even for her, he has some income, you know, he gets the money from the husband. And there is a portion of the money that she gets that she can spend on her own, other than for housekeeping. So for that portion, she has to give the tithe. But in case if the husband has faith, he will take out the tithe first and then give to her for the household. In this case, the wife doesn't have to give the tithe again. So for the household expenditures, if the tithe is taken once by the head of the family, you don't have to give it twice. But if the wife also has the faith, if she is willing, she can give the tithe for her expenditures. Maybe she buys some cosmetics. You know, she has some thing, some portion of the money, of the household expenditures that she can spend for herself. So if you do this with faith, you can do that. Even little children, they have to give their own tithes. You know, they sometimes receive some money from relatives or allowances from their parents that they can spend at their will. So they have to take, they have to tithe this kind of income. But in case, there are some cases where they have to buy specific things with the money they receive from the parents. Suppose they have to buy some stationeries, or maybe they have to pay for the tuition of something. When I was a child too, we also received some cash money from our relatives as gift. Then we could give the offerings, and also we could buy the necessary things. So from that kind of money, we gave the tithe. And sometimes, you know, the parents would give us, buy us some clothes. For that, we didn't tithe, because it is from the household expenditure that parents would do for the children. But when I became a grown-up adult, and when I worked and got a salary, and the parents, of course, would tell us to buy the things we need with our own salary. Or if maybe my mother can buy me some clothes, on a special occasion. But because I'm a grown-up and it's a gift from my mother, I take the tithe from that kind of gift. But being a child, it is the support that the parents have to provide. So we didn't tithe for the clothes we wore and other things. But so this is the difference between children and adults, grown-up adults. Also, those who children who are too young to give their own tithes, the parents have to give the tithes for them in their name. You know, these little children, they also have, you know, they receive gifts from relatives and from other people. So the parents have to give the tithes for them. But what do you do when you know, they are 1 year old or maybe 100 days old? And usually thinking of the parents, the people, other people give the gifts to the baby. Actually, it is for the parents, but because it is gained by, because of the babies, you have to tithe under the baby's name. Also, if they receive any cash gift from relatives, you know, they usually give it to the parents so they can keep it. So when they give to you to keep it, you can't spend it on your own. So you have to teach them to give tithe from this kind of money. And when you are keeping that kind of cash gift, you have to teach them well, saying, from this cash, from this allowance, I gave tithe for you for this much money. Nowadays, parents, they teach their children economic concept from childhood. So they give them allowances and they let them keep the books, expenditures. But the best thing is to teach them first about the tithe. They may keep the allowances by themselves, or they can keep it with their parents. But they, you know, those who are smart enough, they know how much they have and how much tithe they have to give. You know, even if it's with you parents, they still remember how much they have with their parents. So you can give the tithes for them and, you know, teach them and tell them that this much was given as a tithe for that kind of that much of money. So I hope you will begin to teach them by giving tithes. And if they are too young, you can give the tithe on behalf of them. So they can be protected by God, and they are also giving a whole tithe to God. But nowadays, now, little children, they might get high value goods from some kind of a charity organization or something like computers or something. Then in this case, the parents, maybe a piano. So it costs $2,000, $3,000. So the parents have to give the tithe for the children. So because the children don't have the money, the parents have to give the tithes for them, and you have to teach them that so that they can understand the concept about tithe. So the parents should be giving the tithe. But maybe the amount is so big, the parents can afford to give. Or the children, you know, the parents, children's parents, they are not believers, so it's not easy for the children to give tithe. But in this kind of case, God will not say the children didn't give tithe. As long as the children are thankful to God for what they received, and if they have the willingness to give tithe, then God accepts their heart. Let me also explain about scholarships. In case they receive scholarships, the parents can give the tithe under the name of the students, the children. There are two kinds of scholarships. One is being exempted from the tuition, and also you receive the cash as much as the tuition or more. So in both cases, you have to give tithe. In case your tuition fee is exempted, it's not cash gift, it's not cash income, but because it is exempted, it is your income, and whatever the tuition fee, you have to give the tithe. It's the same with receiving cash gift. But sometimes, some students, they get only the tuition fee exempted, and after that, it's difficult for them to give tithe because the tuition is a lot. Tuition fee is a lot. So what do they have to do, you know? So just because they can't give the tithe, they can't give up their studies either. So in that kind of case, they can give tithe later. You know, especially college students, it's some tens of thousands of dollars. So if they give tithe right away, they might not be able to pay the tuition. So for the tuition, so they can save to give the tithe later. Or especially in case of college students, they can get a job after graduation, and when they have income, they can give tithe for that kind of a scholarship. So God looks at the heart of everyone. So you know, even though you can't give right away, if you think about it and keep it in mind to give tithe later, then God will consider your heart and open a way for you to be able to give the tithe. So what is important, after all, is faith. You have to believe that it is grace of God that you receive all these things, and you have to be gracious. You have to be grateful. So if you love God and if you are willing to give the tithe, then God can open another way for you to be able to give the tithe so that you can give it. So even though you want to give to God, but if you don't have anything else right now, any money right now to give the tithe, you can graduate and get a job, and you can give it when you have income. So in any case, you have to have the deed of faith, willing to set apart your tithe and give it to God. So God can bless you. But that doesn't mean, even though you have the money to be able to give tithe, it doesn't mean you can postpone it. Oh, I'll give it later, saying, I'll give it later when I have more. So by postponing or by not giving tithes, you know, when you have when you face trials, you have to realize that is the reason. Sometimes you might get a disease, you might become sick, you have to go to the hospital, you have to pay for the hospital bills, and you have a lot of extra expenditures. That is when you are not protected by God. But by giving proper tithe, you can be protected in all respects. So you shouldn't be saying, I can't afford to give tithe. Because you can't afford, you have to give the tithe first. I have a lot of debt that I can't give tithe. In order for you to be able to pay back the debt quickly, you have to give tithe. So in any case, you have to fear God, revere God first, and give the tithe. Sixth, you have to give tithe at least once a month. Some people, they give tithe once or twice a year. Then probably you can't give proper tithe because of the wrong calculation. So at least once a month, you should be giving tithes. You can also give tithes whenever you have some kind of income. So when you have any extra income, you can give twice a month. So in any case, you should be giving at least once a month. Of course, there are exceptions, especially in countryside, farmers in farms. You know, they have income only after they harvest in orchards. So maybe they have income only once a year. But of course, other than that income, annual income, you have other incomes too. Or there are cases where you don't have regular incomes. You might get income only in a couple of months or several months. So whenever you have income, you can give the tithe. But even though you don't have a monthly salary, you have extra incomes. Not only cash gifts, or you might be treated to some meal, or you might get a gift. So, as in the first principle, that you have to give tithe for the whole income, even though you get your income only a couple of times a year, you have to calculate these kinds of extra incomes, like gifts and other things. And you can give them, you know, these minor income you should calculate and give tithe. So in these cases, it's better that you calculate at least and give the tithe at least once a month. So whenever you are treated to a meal or whenever you receive a gift, then you can set apart the tithe for them and give it once a month. And in this case, when you collect the money or save the money to give tithe, if you maybe a couple of dollars sometimes, or some $10 or $20, or $50. Maybe a box of apple costs $50, and you put the $5 in an envelope for tithe. Maybe if you fix the date, the first week or the second week, then you won't miss it. So when you give to God by the first week of the next month, maybe because you have $1 bill and $5 bills, maybe you can change it to $10 bill or $20 bill. And maybe you want to change it to a new note. So when you put them in the envelope, you can decide it, you know, that you will, if possible, change them to new notes, new bills, or you might want to change it to a bigger bills like 10 or 20, 50. Or if you decide that you will give this money to God, then you are not supposed to change it. You have to give that particular money to God. Along with this, senior pastor explained about the vowing before God, vowed prayer, for example. Suppose you make a vow before God to pray for 100 days, 100 nights. But in the middle of the 100 days, there is a national holiday, and you have to go see your parents in the countryside. So there are 3 days, and you can decide before you begin, before God, you make a vow in that way. Because of these national holidays, I have to go see my parents, so I will take out these 3 days and make them exceptions. Then God will accept it as you decided. Or in case of church leaders, there might be some big events in the church, or there might be funerals that you have to attend in the church. So before beginning the avowed prayer, you can pray to God that in these special cases, you know, for the church, you'll be excused. But being excused can't be for your personal reasons. you know, easily. I'm not saying you should, when you make a vow, you have to give excuses for your personal reasons. But when there are really special cases, you can make a vow with that kind of excuses and exceptions, then God will accept them. So, Senior Pastor explained to us what he did when he was a new believer. He made a 100-night vowed prayer. And about around the 90th night, there was a funeral in the countryside. And of course, he continued to pray in his bedroom, in where he was staying. But because there are many other relatives, he couldn't really cry out in prayer like he would in a church. He couldn't really pray properly. So he was kind of uncomfortable in his heart. And after he came back, he prayed three more days after 100 days were over. So he prayed for 103 nights. But still, he was kind of uncomfortable that he didn't fulfill his vow properly. So he made another 100-night vowed prayer. So he prayed for more than 200 nights. And he was saying that because he didn't know so very well about vowing before God, maybe he could have asked God, you know, decided before God about these special occasions. But so in your case, you know, there could be some exceptions, these kind of exceptions. And seventh, you have to set apart tithe from your income first. You have to set it apart right away, as soon as you have income. You have to give to God first and then spend for yourself. That is the right way. So if you set it apart right away, as soon as you have income, you will never miss to give tithe. And later, you know, you won't say, oh, I didn't have enough to give tithe. You know, some people, they farm or they run a business. You know, they say, after paying for the labor and all the expenditures, I have a loss, so I can't give tithe. But even if they have a loss, what did they eat for the whole year? What did they wear for the whole year? So, what did they use? So, you know, they spent something. You know, so you shouldn't give tithe after spending for yourself. But you have to set it apart. You have to set apart the tithe first, so that you can receive blessings and you don't have a loss. Usually when you receive a salary, you will calculate, you know, the bills and electricity bills and other bills and tax, and you have to pay back some, you know, some loans, or you have birthdays and all these things. Then you'll have a loss. There's nothing. There'll be nothing left. And you will say, oh, I can't give tithe. No, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You first have to set it apart. Then you might say, oh, then I have a loss. You know, I don't have anything left. Then when you calculate, maybe you won't have anything left, but God will surely bless you if you make it a habit to set apart your tithe first. Then God, actually all our income is God's, but God only asks for 1/10, and the other 90% you can spend it for yourself. Also, there is tithing for the lawn. When you get a lawn to buy a house, you should consider it an income, because you can spend it to buy the house. So those who have faith, whether it is by your work or by your lawn, you will first tithe it. Then God will surely bless you and protect you. There won't be any problem. This is the spiritual law of the spiritual realm. God said He will bless us until our blessing overflows. Because you are sparing, stingy before God, you're not blessed. You have to realize that fact. You know, giving later means, oh, babe, I will give later. Means if things go well, you will give, but if things don't go well, you might not give. So you are thinking, maybe if things don't go well, you will rob God. You will steal from God. So you have to make it a strict rule that you set apart what is God's before you spend for your own, for yourself. Of course, when you get a loan to buy a house, there could be exceptions. You can get a loan only as much as to be able to buy the house, or you can get a student loan only to be able to pay the tuition. So if you give the tithe, you can't pay for the tuition, or you can't buy the house. Then why don't you think about the answer yourself? Suppose if you are getting a student loan, you don't have any other income than the loan itself. You might have to work part-time jobs to earn for your living expenditures. So you can save them, or you can earn in other ways and save them and give the tithe. And if you really have the faith, and if you really love God, and if you really want to give the tithe, you will try your best to set apart the tithe first. And also, when you get a loan, if possible, you should get the loan even to be able to pay the tithe, give the tithe. But in case of a student loan, you know, their tuition fee is, there is a number, and they give only as much as a tuition fee. But in case of students, they can get a job later after graduation and give the tithe. But to buy a house, you want to give more, so you can also give the tithe. But you might be able to only get as much as you need to buy the house. In this case, you really have to think about whether it is the right time for you to get the loan and buy the house. Of course, students, they have to. You know, if there is no other way, you have to get a loan so you can continue your studies. And by working part-time jobs, you can give the tithe. But for the business or for a house, you know, when it is a big step for your life, and if you can't get any more than what is needed, so you won't be able to give the tithe. You have to think about whether it is the right time to execute that plan. You know, get the loan and do the business or buy a house. Suppose you have a house that you really like, and when you consulted the bank about the loan, you can't get enough to be able to give the tithe. Then, you might think, oh, I will buy the house now and I'll give the tithe later. Or you can think, I'll prepare my tithe first so I can get a loan later and buy the house later. Which is more proper in the sight of God? If you hurry because of your desire, then you might face problems. But if you prepare for the tithe that you will give and postpone buying the house a little bit later, then God can bless you even more. Or if you are doing some kind of business, you might want to think about this. When you first began your business, you know, you pray to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can move your heart and you won't put yourself ahead of the Holy Spirit's guidance. But if you are having some kind of trouble in your business, why don't you think about yourself? If you are praying in the same way, if you have the same attitude as you, the one that you had when you began your business, Rather than maybe, rather than trying to rely on God and guidance of the Holy Spirit, you might be relying on other men, other people, or yourself. So when you face troubles in your businesses, then I hope you can check yourself, look back on yourself. You know, most believers, they, when they begin the business, they pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, as they go along in their business, you know, they might rely on other things or men's methods. But you still think maybe it's the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then you might have more troubles. So in this kind of case, I hope you will look back on yourself. If you are really, as to whether you are really relying on God or your desire is clouding your judgment. But even though maybe, even if you got the loan for the house, and if you couldn't give the tithe right away, because you want that house so much, and because you really need this money for your business, so and you could get only as much as you needed. And in this case, you can also give the tithe along the way while you're paying back the loan. Or so you can maybe give a little bit of the tithe every month. Or you can give the tithe when you pay back the actual capital. So according to the measure of your faith, God gave us this second best way. And even though you can't give the tithe right away for your loan, it's not sin, but it's better, it's the best that you give the tithe. And if you can't give the tithe right away, you can give the tithe for that amount of loan later, maybe every month, or maybe by saving. This is not sin, but as I said, it is the best to give the tithe first. Senior pastor explained when he was a new believer, when he had a lot of debt. You know, if his pastor in his church urged the members to make vowed offerings for church construction, you know, he tried his best. You know, he didn't think about his debt, that he had to pay back the debt first. He was not at the actually at the liberty to give that kind of a lot of construction offering. But if there was a urge of the pastor, he gave to God, you know, by the urging of the Holy Spirit. Of course, he didn't have any money at that time. So sometimes, even after saving, sometimes he had to borrow from somebody else, not from believers, but from the world. And when he was borrowing, he calculated even the tithe. Suppose he vowed to give $1,000 and he borrowed $1,100 to be able to give the construction offering and vowed offering and the tithe too. And he never missed the date that he vowed before God. And that date, he didn't take such a long time. He made a vow within like as long as 3 months. And of course, within 3 months, he couldn't really carry out his vow. But because he put the first priority, you know, the promise with God he made, he took that as the first priority. So he carried out, you know, even by borrowing from some banks or some financial institute, financial firms. So he kept his promises with God at any cost, at any, in any situation. So because he had established this kind of trust with God, he wouldn't have any problems in this world, any financial or any kind of problem. You know, if you have somebody backing you up, you know, if you have somebody powerful behind you, you know, you have a lot of perks, you have a lot of good things, advantage. But if you have God backing you up, at your back, watching your back, and when you ask God, even in difficulties, God can solve all your problems. And senior pastor, he established this kind of relationship with God when he was a new believer. By keeping all his promises with God and by acting with love and faith and truthfulness before God. So since then, all his life, all walks of his life is protected and blessed and guaranteed by God. Since he came to know that he had to give whole tithe, he never missed giving tithe to God. So we hear from him. We listen to his sermons and we see his life example in his actual life. And if he can follow this kind of example, we will also be able to receive blessings of God. So even though you give tithes later, for the loan you received, if you give, God will not say it is a sin. But if you have faith, we'll try to give the tithe as soon as possible. And you'll try to set it apart first. The later you give the tithe, the more sorry and embarrassed you'll feel before God. And let me elaborate on the loans, tithe on the loans. If you give the tithe on the loans first, later when you pay it back, you don't have to tithe for that amount of money. For example, you got a loan of $1,000 to buy something, and you gave $100 tithe. Then later, when you have $1,000 income and pay it back, you don't have to tithe for that $1,000. And if you are not paying the capital money if you pay it back every month, then for that amount of money, you don't have to tithe. Suppose you have $1,000 salary, and if you're giving $300 to pay back the loan, for that $300, you don't have to give the tithe. So you will have to give tithe only for $700. Which is the remaining after subtracting $300 from $1,000. There were some believers who asked the following question. This government, they provide some deposit money for renting the house. So the government gives this deposit to the house owner, the landlord. It looks like you got income, but actually it's not. This deposit is not your income. You know, you can't spend it at your will. It is held by the landlord. And after the contract is over, it goes back to the government. So it's not really your income. So you don't have to give tithe for that. But of course, according to each one's faith, if you have willingness and faith, you can give thanks offerings for the house you can live in. Because when you acknowledge that everything you eat and the housing and everything you spend comes from God, then God will bless you. So, if you are not sparing before God, and if you generously, if you want to generously give to give back to God, then God can bless you too. You shouldn't be thinking maybe the church is asking for money, but this is not. You shouldn't have that kind of misunderstanding. It is a way for you to receive blessings. In the world, you know, there are so many books about becoming rich, how to earn $1 million. Maybe making $100,000 in 3 years. Sometimes, you know, in Korea they greeted each other, saying, become rich. But this is the way to become rich. But if you don't have enough faith, then you might stumble. And I hope there wouldn't be any of this kind of case. Listening to these messages about tithes, because there are so many testimonies of receiving blessings after they began to give proper tithes. Before, you were thinking that you were giving tithes, but after listening to these messages, you realize that you are not giving whole tithe. So after beginning to give whole tithe, you know, your house that has not been sold for such a long time is sold, or you get back what you lent long time ago, you get it back, or you get promoted, and there are so many kinds of blessings. So talking about this whole tithe, when senior pastor was giving this message, he was counting the numbers of those who got promoted, quite a few in big companies. So after hearing these testimonies, senior pastor said his concerns were lifted, and he could happily give these sermons. I also hear these testimonies, you know, some people especially about taxes, like income after tax or before tax. Many people said they realized that they were not giving whole tithe. And, you know, one of them, he could get promoted, but he wasn't getting it. And after listening to these messages, he got the answer. Another person, this year, his company announced that there won't be any pay raise. But after a couple of months, he realized that he wasn't giving proper tithes. And also about taxes, he gave, so for the income before tax, he gave the tithe. And there was a pay raise, and also for the couple of months of salary, they gave him the increased the salary too. So because when we give whole tithe, the barrier between God and us is broken, so you can receive blessings. Next is about those who are running shops or small businesses. If you are running a shop, whether it is to give the tithe before paying for the salaries of the shopkeepers, or after, before or after. In this case, either case is okay. You know, the salary for the shopkeepers is the operating cost, so you can pay for them, and then you can give the tithe from the net profit. Of course, some people, they want to receive more blessings, so with faith, they just give the tithe from the whole profit before paying for various expenditures. But I'm not saying everybody has to do it. You know, it depends on your faith. If you have the whole authority, whole power to control your finances in your shop or in your small business, then you can do that with faith. You know, there is, for example, there is a company who has a lot of employees, but this owner of the company, he gives the tithe for the whole company, even before for the income, for the profit, before giving the salaries to the employees. And also he gives tithes for his personal income too. So God is blessing him according to his faith. So this way, you know, his company is expanding, and the employees also, they have more income. But even CEOs or owner of the company, sometimes they don't have the full power over the finance of the company. In case of corporated, limited companies, you know, even CEOs, or they don't have the full authority over the finance. So they have just their own income. So they can just give tithe for their own income. But if you are hiring somebody for your personal needs, maybe gardener or driver for your household, or nannies, then you can't subtract these amounts from your income. This is different from company employees. It's because you have that much income, and you personal, you can, you can afford to personally hire those people. So it's out of you, it's your own expenditure. So let me conclude the message. There was a person called Albert Alexander Hyde. After his business failed due to depression, economic depression, he had a debt of $100,000. And it was early 1900s, so $100,000 at that time was so much more than $100,000 now. But having this kind of debt, he first began to give tithe. And some employees in his company complained against him. And he said, I first have to pay back the debt. When I pay back my debt, my principle is not just to pay back the debt, but to first pay back what I have stolen. So when his employees asked what he meant by that, he opened the book of Malachi and answered them, saying, I'm a thief who robbed God. It's important to pay back my debt, but isn't it more important to pay back what I have stolen? So eventually, later he was able to make a mentholatum ointment, and he became such a wealthy man. He found the reason of his troubles in the Word of God, that he didn't give proper tithes. He realized that he was having financial troubles because he was robbing God. So he turned from his ways and practiced, followed the Word of God, and he could stand back up. And not just standing back up, he became such a wealthy man. So now you know this principle, spiritual principle, very well. So I hope you will practice it, apply it in your own lives, and receive the blessing of God. I pray in the name of the Lord that all your problems will be solved by putting the Word of God into action. And I hope you will check on yourself once again, look back on yourself once again about this matter, about tithe, and receive blessings. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
온전한 십일조와 헌물 네 번째 말씀을 드렸습니다. 우리의 모든 수입, 우리의 모든 것에서 아버지 앞에 아버지 인정하여 십일조를 내어 드리는 것이 최우선이 되어지는 복된 성도님들 되게 하시고, 그리하여서 나의 어려움이 문제와 시험 환란이 떠남으로 지킴받고 보호받는 복된 성도님들로 간증할 수 있게 하여 주옵소서. 이제 나의 수입에서 적자가 아니라 이렇게 더 여유가 있고 더 아버지 앞에 심을 것을 주셨노라고 간증할 수 있는 그런 복된 성도님들로 축복하시고, 또한 성령님께서 우리 마음에 깨우쳐 주셔서 주님을 영접하고 또 이 십일조에 대해서 알면서도 온전한 십일조를 하지 못하여 담이 되는 것이 무엇이 있는지 깨달아 온전한 십일조를 드림으로 축복받아가는 성도님들 되게 하여 주옵소서. 이렇게 세세히 말씀하여 주시니 감사합니다. 아버지 풀어주시니 감사합니다. 감사를 드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 당회장님의 환자 기도를 받아
We'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah. God the Almighty, Father God who is full of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away, light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host, and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.